Welcome to What in God's Name? Short Form. We're here to help you understand our common life using moral language, moral concepts, and moral frameworks in shows that are short, 7 minutes or less. Today's show, Good People Do Not Exist. What you need to understand about the moral battle being waged in our common life. Today we want to help you understand the nature of the moral battle being waged in our common life. The moral battle being waged today is different than the usual way we think of a moral battle. The usual way we think of a moral battle is that it's a contest of the good guys versus the bad guys. In Star Wars, it was the Rebel Alliance versus the Galactic Empire. In Harry Potter, it was Harry and his friends versus Voldemort and his gang. You might be tempted to see what's happening today as good guys versus bad guys, and that is to an extent not wrong, but it doesn't go deep enough. The moral battle today is a campaign to strip goodness of its authority to constrain behavior. I'm going to say that again. The moral battle today is a campaign to strip goodness of its authority to constrain behavior. It's an attack on the idea of goodness itself. And contrary to what you might think, this attack on the idea of goodness itself predates 2016. In a healthy society with healthy leaders and healthy institutions, moral virtues like goodness and truth have authority to constrain behavior. We might say to a friend or to a colleague or to a child, you can't do that. It's wrong. What's good and right provides boundaries around what we do. Our actions are constrained by what is right. Analogously, our words are constrained by truth. You can't just say whatever you want and call it true. In a healthy society with healthy leaders and healthy institutions, goodness and truth constrain behavior. What happens when the attack on goodness is successful and the authority of goodness to constrain behavior is reduced to zero? What happens when goodness ceases to be a meaningful concept? Here's what happens. When goodness ceases to be meaningful in our common life, regular people like you and me feel deep unease, confusion, and instability. These feelings can take the form of outrage, but unchanneled outrage eventually ends in exhaustion. This exhaustion, coupled with the hollowed out social understanding of goodness, makes it easier for those hungry for power to accumulate it. Goodness has no power to constrain them, and people are too exhausted to resist. To sum up before concluding with what you can do, what's being attacked today is the idea of goodness itself. The title of this show is Good People Do Not Exist, by which we mean that if the word good becomes meaningless, then the possibility of our being good people disappears. It becomes a logical impossibility. If good does not exist, then good people do not exist. This is the nihilist, valueless world that people like Musk, Putin, Trump, and others are trying to make. So what do we do? This is a moral battle, so it's a battle of ideas. And in a battle of ideas, we have to do work inside of ourselves. So, two things. One, protect your inner sense of right and wrong by limiting news consumption. You don't need to be aware of every morally empty thing that happens as it happens. So, protect your inner sense of right and wrong. And then more positively, find ways to affirm and assert the reality of goodness. Make and appreciate beautiful things. Speak the truth. Join in-person groups that do good things. These all may seem small and insignificant things to do, but be assured they are not insignificant. They are important and meaningful. The idea of goodness is under attack. We fight back by affirming the reality, the power, and the authority of goodness, of truth, of beauty. This has been What in God's Name Short Form, a production of the S1 Project. In future What in God's Name Short Form, we will help you understand how goodness is attacked so you can recognize when it's happening. And we'll look at the ways liberals have contributed to the erosion of authority of goodness in our society. We are all responsible for the mess that we're in. If you like what you heard today and think it might be helpful to share with a friend, please do so. Check us out and get our newsletter at s1project.org. I'm Pastor Christopher Owen. We'll be back with more soon.